Drake, North Dakota, is a small town not unlike thousands of small towns which still dot the face of America. But now Drake has done something which sets it apart from other small towns. It has burned a book. Bob Jameson has the story.
When Bruce Severy moved to this tiny farm town 13 months ago, he wanted to put behind him the problems and frustrations of urban life in Southern California, where he had taught for 2 years. Severy's first year of teaching English to Drake's 120 high school students was free of problems or controversy. His assignment of Salinger's Catcher in the Rye, a book with some four-letter words, didn't even cause a raised eyebrow. But this year, Severy's sophomore students were assigned 3 books to read, and one of them was Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. It is a morality tale about war. One student pointed out a four-letter word in the book to her mother. The mother called a school board member and her pastor. They saw the book and showed it to the entire school board, which declared it obscene because of the four-letter words. Slaughterhouse-Five was confiscated, together with the other 2 books, one of them containing short stories by Faulkner, Hemingway, and Steinbeck. Slaughterhouse-Five was burned in the school's furnace. A decision on burning the other 2 books hasn't been made yet.
The only objection that we have is that the language used within the book is not necessarily for sophomore students in high school. They probably do come in contact with that type of language, but we feel we shouldn't force them to read this type of material.
The four-letter words in question, as they were used in the context of the book, were not obscene, but were quite relevant to the context. If we have a problem in our society with obscenity, saying that it doesn't exist, or trying to lock it up somewhere, or trying to gather it all up and burn it, that doesn't seem to me any sort of solution.
The students don't seem to agree with the school board's decision. Most said they support Severy and don't feel they need to be protected from books like Slaughterhouse-Five. Bruce Severy's future here at best is uncertain. There's a strong possibility the school board, angry over the controversy caused by the book burning, will fire him when the school year is over. And then Bruce Severy will have to leave the town where he came to find peace and an uncomplicated life. Bob Jameson, NBC News, Drake, North Dakota.